Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Hypno Cafe Brainwashing Brew. Welcome to the Hypno Cafe, where we serve your minds and refresh your body. Nimja Incorporated has been working on a new machine, a simple scanner that is able to identify your perfect drink. Just by scanning you, a non-invasive procedure of course, it can compose a concoction which is so delicious, so wonderfully flavorful, that it is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And yet, if you ever have it again, it might get even better, but who knows? You right now do not. The Hypno Cafe hasn't been open for that long, but it is very popular. Close your eyes for a moment and imagine. It's a wonderful, simple place. A little bit like familiar coffee shops, but the drink they serve is quite different. To make people have all the space in the world and to give them as much privacy as possible, there's no such thing as the simple tables that you have in other places. There's a few options to relax or to sit down. There are bean bags and there's other soft spaces, even a hammock or two. Mostly, however, people leave the premises in a wonderful, blissful daze. You are standing in line. Of course, with a respectful space to the one before you and the one after you, the atmosphere is light, gentle. Everyone is here out of a sense of curiosity. Can this device, this drink, really be that good? The line slowly shrinks. Apparently, it doesn't take long to get your drink. And the closer you get to the front of the line, the more option you have to see the effect that it has on others. Every person almost reacts the same. They get their drink in a cup that doesn't look that special at all, and they take a sip. But once they do, everything about their demeanor changes, their posture. Everything is just suddenly so different, so relaxed, so blissful. There's a gentle smile on their lips, there's a faraway look in their eyes. You can only imagine what they are feeling. And even though every person's reaction is unique and sort of different and yet the same, there's not really, well, how do you even explain this? I'm sure you can feel the butterflies in your stomach growing in anticipation the closer you get to the front. It will soon be your turn. The only problem is, as you're standing in line, you can't see the machine itself. You can't deduce how the scanning goes. I wonder if your imagination is growing wild with wonder, curious about the technology involved, about how they know. Do they scan your taste buds? Do they somehow look through you? Do you have to give or answer questions? You don't know. But it can't take long because the line is definitely moving. it's your turn. There's a strange machine, hard to define, a little bit like a large coffee maker. On the front of the machine, there's a camera-like eye. And when you look at it and find yourself fascinated by the pattern of colors behind the glass of the eye, there's this strange, swirling, spirally or drifting sensation in your head. You can't quite remember exactly what you saw, but there's a sound of liquid being poured into a simple, recyclable cup. The liquid is warmish to the touch, or maybe just cold, but hard to tell. It has a strange color. It's not quite what you expected, and because of the drink being poured, it's still swirling, still sort of pulling you in wonderful fascination. I'm sure that you're not the first to stand there a little dazed and curious what just happened. You have the cup in your hand and you're still waiting for your first sip. It smells nice. There's a vapor coming off it, and that brings back memories so positive, so warm. It's how? You can't quite put your finger on which smell it is, what scent it is that is triggering these good feelings. How long can you resist that feeling of slowly reeling in that anticipation and lifting the cup closer and closer to your lips? And of course, the higher you raise it, the more you can smell it, the more your mind is melting in the experience of the simple sensation of smells drifting through your mind, calling up various wonderful feelings. It's time for the first sip. The tip of your tongue tastes it first. The liquid flows through your mouth easily. It fills your attention. It almost explodes in flavor, and yet it's subtle. It's not overwhelming you as such. It's more a completely new yet familiar flavor. It's almost as if someone made a drink from all the best experiences that you've had and put it together in such a way that each of the flavors is so subtle that you couldn't pinpoint them individually, and yet they all work together in ways that weave a tapestry of experience through your mind. And this experience, this tapestry, this beautiful sight and feeling and sensation is something that you can't quite explain. You almost shock to your senses for a moment when you realize that you must have been standing there for hours, even though it was probably no more than a few seconds. Did you know that it was no more than like 15 seconds between when you got the cup and you took your first sip? Just like those before you and like the many after you, you walk away in a strange state. The next sip is better, different. They're strangely subtle highlights of sense and taste that you didn't get before. There's a flavor back there that, oh, you only vaguely remember it from long ago, and yet right now it's so vivid in your mind, it feels like you're completely open. The experience is difficult to describe. You blink and you find yourself steps from where you were before. There's this really relaxing spot where you wish you could just sink down and enjoy the drink for as long as you like. This brainwashing brew was created specifically for you. Part of you knows that if anyone else would taste it, they wouldn't understand. They would have no appreciation for that subtle flavor that they put in it, and how did they know? You don't remember telling anything, saying anything. You don't remember any tingling sensation when the scan must have happened. But you do feel that sort of warm numbness of your tongue as it is almost overwhelmed by the subtleties, as it experiences combination of creations that seem impossible and yet wonderfully real. Every sip allows you to dive into a new, different sensation, from warm, glowing, deep pulls to light, refreshing, cool frills, almost like ice crystals crackling in the wind, and warm sunshine glowing in your body and warming you inside and out. A summer's breeze, a crisp winter, the colorful autumn, the refreshing spring. There's nothing that could describe this to anyone but your own mind. You're unconsciously creating a whole adventure of flavor, a whole euphoric, blissful blend that pulls you down and opens you up. Nobody in the cafe dares to say a word. Each one of them is caught in their own experience. In the few moments where you are lucid, if you look around, you notice that everyone is still in their own place, their own experience. A brief glance at the line that you were in before makes you smile, as they have no idea what they're going to experience. And part of you wonders what kind of strange, unique sensations each and every one of them will have. You don't even remember paying for it. Was this just a gift? Was this a tease, a taster? But the brew in your hands is real. The feeling of the cup, the swirling of the liquid, and yes, the possibility of so many sips still to come. Oh yes, the next sip. Ah, landscapes, soundscapes, feelings that flow through your mind, memories that never happened, a sensation of familiarity that feels new. It is a strange feeling. The sound of a drop pulls you deeper. You don't even remember exactly where you heard it. When you look at the cup, it still just swirls. Was it a tear? Or was it just your mind drifting and dropping deeper? The sips continue to caress your mind into a wonderful, blissful blankness. There's a drifting sensation that allows you to go to places that seem unreal, and yet they will never be forgotten. You vaguely remember something about how the drink was actually healthy. It contained nothing bad as such. No alcohol, no sugar, no caffeine, no milk, no, nothing. Just something different, something unique. Is it all just an illusion? Have you just been drinking water, and has your mind been able to pick up the unique subtleties of the world for all this time? It's difficult to know, because the cup is almost empty and you want to have it until the last sip. Part of you knows that when you drink those last drops, that you will feel so satisfied. Each little sip continues to tease your tongue with different sensations, smells, and feelings that flutter back and forth across your mind. It's as if you're aware of the different ideas that you find, creative explosions of moments that melt. The cup is as empty as your mind right now, staring into the depth allows you to be aware of everything and nothing. Drifting for a few moments in a blissful state before it's time to return to the world. Getting back to reality happens smoothly, and when you bring back the cup, which they will clean and reuse, you can walk away with a lightness in your heart, a happiness, a fulfillment of all those fluttering feelings that make your life a bit more positive again. The experience will be carried with you, even if it's too much for your mind to grasp all at once. I'm sure you will remember, and will be able to let the smile spread on your lips. One, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there, seven, 8, almost awake, and 9, 10, wake. I hope you enjoyed your drink.